Monica gave up her successful porn career for love. She married a middle-class man who has a son from his first marriage. Now she spends her days off cleaning the Cyberthel and can't wait to welcome you in different role plays. She lives with husband Thomas and stepson Benjamin in a village near Berlin where everyone knows everyone. The initial motivation to integrate quickly faded when she realized that the residents of Wildau would never accept her. Because of her past, her sex-positive attitude, her admittedly very sprayed lips, and her unnaturally large breasts, she stands out like a sore thumb. At the annual village party, Walpurgis Night, which takes place in the market square, you can see the furtive glances of the men and the angry reactions of the women. She can enjoy this to a certain extent, but she often feels alone, as if she is the only one of her kind. Her stepson in particular made life difficult for her at first. 2 years ago today, Benny was 16. He yelled at his father at the top of his lungs, not to get involved with a whore like that. The pubescent Benny was ashamed of his new stepmother in front of his well-informed classmates. In terms of content, his terrible insults revolved around Monica's allegedly worn holes, which everyone already had. 2 years have passed since then. The love for Thomas and all activities in the bedroom have fallen asleep. She has now gained 12 kilos and she is probably addicted to salted caramel ice cream. She is frustrated, and then it tastes particularly good. Ice cream and the cleaning mania she has developed are her only joys. In a limp look without underwear, she polishes the floor on her knees. Her XXL breasts shake intensively back and forth. She is hot. She feels the beads of sweat running down her curvy body. No wonder all of this triggers her and reminds her of better times on the movie set when she had sex all day and enjoyed it. Every Tuesday and Friday, she dresses up to be horny. After cleaning, she's always in the mood, because cleaning always makes her horny. She cleans horny. She doesn't even stop in front of Benny's room. She has often disposed of sticky handkerchiefs around his bed. But recently, she made an amazing find. Monica finds an old magazine under the mattress of her now 18-year-old stepson. Pornographic photos of her are featured in it. The pages of the booklet are now crispy from the number of times he's accidentally splashed on them. Anger rises in her. She hasn't forgiven his words from back then. Maybe not because he never apologized. "He'll make up for that now," she murmurs to herself, realizing that she's incredibly flattered.